And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state, the most beautiful, beautiful state, the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I mean, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, before I go any further, let me just pause briefly and remind you guys about Inspire Advisors. They are one of our sponsors on the show. Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer was on the show just a little while ago, as a matter of fact, today. But Inspire Advisors is so good at what they do. This audience, I mean, listen, I know what kind of folks are out there listening to the show. You're the kind of people that stand up for what you believe in, conservative biblical values. And you're also the kind of people who are probably fighting to set aside for your retirement and make sure that you're doing what you can to be, you know, good stewards. Well, you may be shocked to find out, though, that in doing so, that some of the things in your investment portfolio might just be all about things you say you don't stand for. You may find out some of your investments go to companies that support abortion or pornography or, you know, human trafficking, whatever. It's crazy. Well, that happens all the time. And so maybe you would want to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. They are experts at what is known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. It's a real thing. Biblically responsible investing. For free, no upsell, no catch, no fuss, no muss. They will meet with you in person, take a look at your portfolio, tell you what they see, maybe point out a few things, and tell you about some biblically aligned alternatives you might want to consider. So yeah, the bottom line is this. You want to know more about it, you can go to their website. That's Inspire Advisors. You can find them locally at moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or you can go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Go to the Right Side Radio Sponsors tab and click on their logo. It takes you right to them. Check them out, y'all. I mean, Inspire Advisors is like conservative, godly, it's balanced, it's financial freedom. Inspire Advisors. All right, I just segued myself quite well. I was rather proud. As we went into that last segment, we came out of that segment talking about what happened in Great Britain and the crushing of Britain, and then the idea that not only is disinformation, misinformation being hunted down and arrested, you know, you've also got the suppression of information. You cannot find certain things because there are search engines that we all rely on. It'd be like saying, well, I don't have insurance in Alabama with Blue Cross. There's other choices. You can get other choices. You can have your TRICARE. You can have your United. But everybody knows that Blue Cross is the behemoth. Well, in the world of online searching, the behemoth is Google. So if you're not familiar, there's a thing called antitrust law. All right, I'm going to put on my lawyer hat for a minute. Lawyer Williams. The Sherman Act was passed in the 1970s. And the Sherman Act deals with the idea that companies should not be allowed to so monopolize the market that they force out its competitors. Now, that's not the same thing as saying you had the better product. Google has a better product. They're more capable. They spend billions perfecting what they do. Their search engine algorithms and all of that are, you know, probably bar none. But there are other out there. There's Bing with Microsoft. There's DuckDuckGo. You can have choices. But the behemoth, the one that occupies the entire market, the one that just sucks all the oxygen out of the search engine room, is Google. Well, Section 2 of the Sherman Act, passed in the 70s, makes it illegal for any company to do what's called monopolizing or attempting to monopolize or combining or conspiring to monopolize so that it breaks the free market. In other words, the market is no longer free, not just because the government got involved, but because the government turned a blind eye to one company dominating all the airspace to the point that no one else had room to move and forcing people out. Unfair competition. So the actions that a company takes to keep a monopoly, you know, can be something that helps them to maintain unfair advantages or even conspires to do away with their counterparts. And that market power, the government looks at Section 2 of the Sherman Act as being something that they have to pursue once in a while. Doesn't happen often, and it shouldn't. It should not. In fact, I get real leery of it. But it happened to Microsoft back in the day. It happened to the deregulation. Remember when we used to call it Ma Bell? You know, when Bell Telephone was everything? Alexander Graham Bell. Next thing you know, Bell Telephone. And there's only one source to get phone, and you can't do anything about it. Well, they got deregulated. Google just had their backside handed to them in court. What? Yes. Google, who can afford to pay every attorney in the nation if they wanted to. Google, like with a budget as big as California, Google was found to be in violation of antitrust laws. So it started just about, I don't know, I think 2 years ago that the Justice Department, and I'm a little shocked, by the way. That's why it's also leery when you realize it's the Biden Justice Department. But they went after Google because Google was considered to be a monopolist. Well, should we worry about this? I mean, why do we care? We turn on our phones. There's Google. We can just do stuff. Oh, guess what? They got exclusive deals with Apple and other key mobile application players. They had it written into the software so that when you turned on your new phone, bam, all you saw was Google. You had to go find the competition. The judge Amit Mehta in the, which U.S. District Court? This is a U.S. District Court judge in, I don't know where she is. I'll find it in the District of Columbia. Wow. After having carefully considered and weighed the witness testimony and evidence, the court reaches the following conclusion. Google is a monopolist, and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly in violation of Section 2 of the Sherman Act. CNN says it's a stunning rebuke of Google's oldest and most important business. They blocked out all of their rivals, and they did so in such a way that it was considered to be an unfair advantage. They're going to appeal it. They are. But here's what that means to you and I. What that means to you and I is couple of things. One is you may see DuckDuckGo, you may see Bing, you may see all of them show up as icons on your brand new phone all at the same time because they can no longer have exclusive rights. But cell phones are ubiquitous now. Cell phones are, they're going to be there. They're a part of our life now. They're a staple. They're like cars. Cars exist. What would happen if you had cars and every car, no matter what brand made them, had to have a certain type of, I don't know, let's pick one, had to have a certain type of radio made by one company. It didn't matter whether you liked it or not. You can go buy an aftermarket one if you want to. That's your choice, but we're going to make sure you only can get this one, which, what would that mean? 99.9% of the people would just stick with one that was there. That's what happened with Google. Now, how does it affect you and I? What it basically means is companies like Apple and Samsung and others who have been installing Google as the default search engine in their smartphones may change out in the near future. Google abuses dominance. Google got it handed to them. Now, the way Google sees it, like I said, they think you can go find an alternative if you anytime you want to. But I'm telling you, folks, this is a big deal. This is going to change. And part of this, the reason why I look at it and go, okay, I get it, is because of what I see every single morning when I have to search out the resources for a conservative show. Because we know that Google has been suppressing conservative view. You can find it if you know exactly where it is. But if you just Google it, which is the way most of us work now, it doesn't work. In this same vein, I'm going to end with this. In this same vein, not quite the same, but similar. Story here from the Daily Wire, which, by the way, Daily Wire is now suing because Google had them suppressed. Google had, you couldn't find Daily Wire. Daily Wire is a $200 million annual company, one of the largest impactful conservative voices in all of media, and Google had them suppressed. They're suing. But social media companies X and Rumble are now filing suit against a trade group. A trade group? Why is this important to me, Phil? Listen, what you're finding right now is there was a group called the Global Alliance for Responsible Media. Who is that? It's part of the World Federation of Advertisers. Who are they? This is a group that is made up of the largest advertising conglomerates in the world. and they banded together. This is a story on Daily Wire, Dateline, August 6th. They banded together in order to suppress who could advertise. What? Yes. What that basically means is, if you had a, like, let's pick one, a conservative product, I don't know, Goya Foods or MyPillow, can't find them. In fact, what they would do was they would pressure news outlets and radio shows and others to drop that advertisement, or we're going to tell all of our other advertisers, because we're the biggest ones, we place all the ads, we're going to tell everybody to drop your show. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, selling ads for this show is like the bane of my existence. But it's part of what we do. And if nobody will advertise because they're being pressured by the third parties who intervene and do all the placement of the ads because of a social agenda, that's called suppression. That's market suppression. And X and Rumble are suing right now over that very thing. Because what they're saying is they had revenue forecasts that were cascading down because they realized that people were being forced not to advertise on X and Rumble because there was a conglomerate group that was not allowing the free market to be free. Y'all, I'm telling you, every single day, it's a race to keep up with what we hold dear. You know what? That's the truth. You cannot lay down for a minute. You cannot let off the gas. You cannot, for a second, take your eye off the prize. The left will come after you every single day. You have the firewall of a constitution, should you choose to use it. And what we're seeing right now in the online presence is crushing Great Britain. And what we're seeing in the online presence is at the very least being dealt with to some degree in our court system in the United States, because we have a constitution. But the day we choose not to exercise those rights is the day they're gone. Rights mean nothing if we don't exercise them. Rights mean absolutely diddly if we choose to lay down and not actually exercise them. Because that's what a right is. You don't have a right when it's not needed. You have a right when it is needed. That's when you've got to play on it. That's when you've got to work it. That's when you've got to defend it. And some of what I just showed you today, Great Britain, I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to be 10 years from now looking at cameras telling me my car doesn't fit the mold. I don't want to be in a place where I can't post something on social media that's reasonable. I don't. And at the same time, I also don't want to get up in the morning and get ready for the show and not be able to find a story that I know is out there because some massive search engine is choosing to suppress conservative thought. It's a free country, but it's not free if we don't live like it is. All right, Big Rig, take me to that last break of the day, brother. We'll come right back and check on some text messages and take it all the way to the weekend. Oh my gosh, the weekend is about here. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.